Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Pretty much everyone is aware of the baby boomer bubble rolling through retirement time in our country right now. And this leads to another popular term you may not have heard much about, the silver tsunami, our aging population featuring 10,000 people per day turning 65. Our next guest says this is about to inflict serious pressure on certain industries. Megan Shelton is with Interim Healthcare's Columbia, South Carolina office. Megan, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So first of all, give us a little info about your company.
Sure. Interim Healthcare of the Upstate has been serving patients, seniors, residents of South Carolina for 40 years this coming April. And we see people primarily in their homes and provide health care to those individuals in the home setting.
So let's talk about these trends then. The first pressure point may be on Social Security and Medicare.
Definitely. So as you mentioned earlier, 10,000 people do turn 65 every day in America. This statistic is even more significant in South Carolina, as we're a hotbed for retirees migrating to the area, as well as we have a rapidly aging population throughout our state. As more people age and we have a greater number of seniors in the area, the cost of health care is continuing to rise. The average life expectancy for people has extended and increased to 80 years of age. So the question becomes, how will we manage our seniors? What will the effect of that care and the cost of that care be on Medicare, Social Security, and where will those caregivers come from? Tons of new nursing facilities are not being built to accommodate the care for seniors in our area. So we're seeing more and more demand for health care in the home environment. With that comes a challenge to find nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists to help people age in place and remain as independent as possible.
Where are we finding these caregivers? Is there a lot of recruitment going on outside of the state?
There is a tremendous amount of recruitment within the state, outside of the state, and we are, to be honest, borderline a crisis situation.
So you mentioned that you are not seeing much in the way of new facilities being built. Senior care facilities, mm-hmm. assisted living, independent living type of places. So why are they not being built?
So generally, if you ever ask someone, would you like to go to a nursing home? The resounding and very quick answer is no, absolutely not. So we're finding more and more people want to remain at home. They want to stay home.
And so that's definitely the trend. People want to stay at home for as long as possible. Are you seeing more companies like yours spring up that are trying to assemble these caregivers to help people stay at home?
We definitely are. So when you look at home care as an industry, there are several different arms. You have a skilled division, which is highly regulated by the state, as well as CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So that particular division deploys nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and it is very skilled care with the goal of rehabilitation. So to help that senior return to a prior level of function, become independent, etc. You also have the private duty, non-skilled care, where we place companion caregivers, CNAs, and custodial type caregivers in the home environment. And that particular area of the industry has also grown tremendously and is difficult, unfortunately, to staff. We're finding it's harder and harder to find great, competent aides that want to serve in that field, that are compassionate and want to serve and meet the needs of seniors. We're not able to keep up with the growth.
Now, have you also seen any trend towards physicians making house calls again for these people who are home? Geriatric physicians seem to be in short supply as well.
Definitely. Healthcare is going back to its origins, to its roots. So we're finding as more and more seniors age, getting to and from these appointments is difficult, is cumbersome. More often than not, caregivers need to work all day. Simply coordinating and arranging that transportation to and from an appointment proves to be difficult. So lots of geriatricians in our area are looking at their business model. They are looking at the need in the community, which will only continue to increase, and figuring out ways to accommodate those patients, those families.
Well, Megan, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Megan Shelton is with Interim Healthcare of South Carolina, and we will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.